Hey, a little bonus surprise for everybody right now. A taste of Patreon. We had the idea because we've been celebrating Mr. C and getting such great feedback on the classic episodes with Mr. C to give everybody on the free 1EP feed a taste of what we do on Patreon. So this is what we aired last week on Patreon only, and this week we're giving it away as a bonus to let people know what we do. Patreon.com/1EPisLife is where you sign up. You get an extra episode every single week of 1EP. So it's a full episode a week right there on Patreon. And this is what we did last week, spending some time talking about our friend Mr. C. Of course, we've learned now that his public event, the send-off, will be next Tuesday, so I'm sure we'll have more to tell you after that. But anyways, here it is. This is our Patreon episode from last week. Shout out to our patrons who have been on board down since day one and everybody who's going to go sign up today. And we love you.
Yo, son!
1EP is life.
Not the one you should be underestimating.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw. Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. 1EP is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Oh, wait, Sif, what are you drinking? Oh, you're sipping your Monster.
Fresh Monster.
Natalie just showed up at the door saying, where's the blue chew? Hey, the blue chew wouldn't be for you. The blue chew would be for me.
No, it's for her. Right? No, it's for her.
We can't test this out? Like,
no, you're saying I need some blue chew.
I'm saying anybody could have blue chews. I'm going to feel like it's for
I don't know. She seems eager, though. She seems eager to be like, you should probably get off that blue chew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pop it in.
Hey, yo. You know what? Sif, you know what song you play?
Somebody said I got to work on my fake sipping.
Oh, your fake sipping's terrible. I thought you knew. It's even worse now. You're making it worse. You know what we do, though, Sif? You know how we do on days like today? On special days like today, here's what we do. If you're looking, you get the blue chew, and then you hit this right here.
I already know what's coming. Listen.
Shake that ass, girl. Make that coochie wet. Shake that ass, girl. Make that coochie wet. Shake that ass, girl.
Is there a story, Sif?
Huh?
Is there a story with the song?
Not really. I mean, he just wanted to make the party breaks that they weren't even called party breaks at the time. They didn't even have a name. They were these records that were made that were like little pieces of records that, you know what I mean? I think he was in Jersey. If I'm not mistaken, he was in Jersey and he heard the original Shake That Ass. It's like a house record. And he looped that part and made this. Give me 1 minute. Keep playing, okay?
Okay. I'm gonna play another one too. Yeah, these days out there, y'all have it. The red vinyl. You have the red vinyl. Then on the other side of that record, he had another record right here. There we go. Yeah, this.
Brooklyn at, where 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 Brooklyn at. We're Brooklyn.
forgot about this one. I forgot about this one.
Yeah, man.
Yo, these used to play in parties, like full songs.
Yeah, man.
So I found, when I was going through my record collection, I found all my Mr. C blend records.
Oh, the, what do they call Blazing Blends?
Blazing Blends.
And you did you do those with him? Or just some? Well, you did like one with him.
No, I didn't do any of these with him.
Your credit is doing, you have one on Discogs.
Oh, I think of the Thong Song. The Thong Song over Follow Me. I think I did that. I think he did press that up for me.
Mr. C, so this one's, see if any.
This one's Hate the Victory, which is Hate Me Now with the Victory Rhymes. The one I love, he did Big Pun with the Biggie Beat. And then I got this one.
Oh, look, hold on. Blazing the steel. Bring the heat. Mix it nonstop. 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 With the hottest DJ. I think I found a stash of them on YouTube. Tell me if it is. You tell.
I'm Mr. C. And you don't stop.
Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. Leave chicks pigeon toe. Some of them be crawlin'. Yeah, get the here. Best for you whenever I put my all in. Have mommy is callin' for the law. Darlin'. Jigga
yeah.
And callin'. Ass drop. Coops with half the top. Exposed.
That's to me next episode. Big
mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state like clock. Work jiggers to hurt. Holla.
Big Dog so Pitbull dope. Logo on the vinyl.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. Let me switch back over to you. There's a Pitbull. Oh, see that man. Logo? Yeah, I don't have any of these ones, to be honest with you. I have Shake That Ass. I have the Biggie Freestyle, the original Biggie Freestyle record.
I think I might have some more of these.
Some extras?
I think so. Mr. C is so hard.
But life is got some style of D. Bar 3, QBC, Zip Line, McCarty, heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my
screen. It's mine and the other part.
I got the style of a still born Salamil. If it's beef, poking with the four, make sure he's done well.
Yo, by the way, blending It's Mine and G.O.D. Part 3. It's like not even blending the song. It's like the same song.
It's by your tongue. Why is she calling now after so long?
If I got it, you can get it, that for sure, baby. Well, if you know, baby, I'm here to get you mine. Won't you be the...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is what I always used to play.
And I know you from where? I'm an elementary school.
They just want to be like
I know you, man.
And it's so hard.
That's you again.
Go that way.
Go that way.
They just want to cross my way. They just want to take my life. But it's so hard.
You ain't my wife, taking my life. And if you just hate me, just walk on by.
All
you haters,
just walk on by. You know, bro, we talked about it. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, Mrs. C really impressed me. Like, okay, these are just blends that he did. Pressed them up, put them out. He doesn't really have anything big that he put out. That we can like go to, you know, like he got like the DJ song on Kane's album, and then he had numerous scratches throughout Biggie's album, and he never really put out like a project.
Do you hear the one of him rhyming with Kane?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that the other day.
The Rodman one was
big.
No,
oh, it's Kane. Kane, yeah, 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 yeah. But he was fucking around.
No, but it's like that one's. It's called DJs Get No Credit. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I heard that the other day.
And the one with him, Rodman,
he was like a DJ, but he was also like a promoter, for all these clubs and parties. So he had speed. So when Flex had the tunnel, this new club in New York, Club Speed, opened up. It was much smaller, but C made that his tunnel.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, C made that his own tunnel. And it was basically
really
like...
C was a big thing.
No, no. And then like, it was like, if you can't get into the tunnel because you don't want to pay $200 to skip the line, come over here. You know what I mean? And then the tunnel closed down and then Speed became the spot. And it was much smaller. It was like three different floors, but it was like, bro, packed in there. And it would be like,
DJ gets no damn credit. Don't look at me funny, Kane, because yeah, I said it. I'm always in the background, supplying the sound, but my props is yet to be found.
Besides,
when you're kicking the rap, the only other people you can see is Scoob and Scrap. So y'all get the girls, okay? But I bet you wasn't getting skin scratching for Shantae. And the first time a record skips, you'll catch an attitude and always trying to flip, huh? Ain't that a bitch? I swear one of these days I'm going to pull a power switch, because I'm always breaking my neck. 10 in the morning, you are sleeping at my cell check. And when it's time for the show, I'm supposed to go. Am I a man or a machine? Or just the fat kid who don't supposed to be seen? Don't you know you wouldn't be so amazing if I wasn't helping you out? You're black raisin. And you got the nerve to try to complain. Making a record saying it's hard being a Kane. But all you gotta do is rap. Try carrying some Calzone cases on your back. Well, I'm through with breaking my neck. Until you learn to show your DJ some respect. Because without me, your B-butt niggas up from now on. Spin your own damn record. Now put your weight on that shit here. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I never heard it in my life.
I never heard it. I thought you were talking about something else.
I know. No, you thought I was talking about the other one with Biggie.
Yeah. That's hilarious, bro. What about the house that C built? Yeah, how do we never play that fit, right?
I know. Let's see. The house that C built?
Yeah. The house that C built.
Here we go. Not it.
No, that's a commercial. Ooh, that looks like a good drink.
That makes you want to have a little bourbon.
Yeah. That Tropicana?
Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, the young man has had over 35 soul classics. Among these classics, a tune that will never die. Tunes like Boom!
Lock it, roar. Set it off. Don't ever set it.
Yo, word to the mother. The Wrath of Cain. Mr. C got a master plan.
This is a house that
T. Oh, shit.
Get up! Get up!
This is when hip house was a thing.
Party time! Stop your hands!
Oh, this is some more like Big Daddy thing or something.
I knew I was a man with a master plan.
You know, the beautiful thing is, Syph, there are so many C mixes out there to find.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so. He had it all on his SoundCloud, all his Rock the Bell stuff, his early, the stuff at the Block. I mean, there's so much mixes.
What's so annoying here is is like seeing that the algorithm is always, it always gives you now like whatever's recent.
Yeah, like reaction videos and shit.
Yeah, let's hear. Let's see what
legend lost in the hip hop world. DJ Mr. C has died. For decades, he was part of the beat of the city on the radio, and he produced some of the biggest names in the music industry. CBS 2's Naveen Dhaliwal with more on Mr. C's life.
Oh, good. Naveen Dhaliwal's doing it.
Mr. C, whose real name was Calvin LeBron, once a DJ on Hot 97 and most recently at 94.7 The Block.
He was on the airwaves of Hot 97, shaping and molding the culture.
Mr. C was the DJ for Big Daddy Kane, and his producing work for Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B.I.G., helped launch the rapper to superstardom. Last year, CBS 2 spoke to Mr. C as New York City celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. He reflected on how the music and culture changed over decades.
Back then, we was just getting like cassette tapes of the Cold Crush Brothers performing at Harlem World. And these cassette tapes would float all around the city. So that was our email, so to speak.
His craft started early on from his home in Brooklyn, where his heart always was.
He called himself the finisher because he was the man that would close out the set, the party.
And Wednesday, after his family announced his death, reaction from the music world, including DJ Jazzy Jeff, who posted, "Rest in peace, DJ Mr. C," and Hot 97, Peter Rosenberg, one of the most important and impactful DJs of all time.
Mr. C knew.
Look at you. You made it.
Yes.
Felt that love from our community everywhere he went.
Mr. C was 57 years old. The cause of death has not been released. In Hell's Kitchen.
Well, one thing that
bro, first of all, bitch, why are you in Hell's Kitchen? The fuck is that? From Hell's Kitchen. Why are you not in Brooklyn? Why are you not in Brooklyn?
Because she had another story that she was doing. Yeah. She was doing.
But why say live from Hell's Kitchen? Who cares? Did you know you were on that? That's why you picked that one? You narcissistic son of a bitch.
No, I had no idea. But I'll tell you what, I fucked up again in that I didn't post anything until after I saw it posted a couple of places. And then I posted because I was at work and I'm like, well, I want to be able to say on the air that I'm like dealing with this. And I was like, let me just post something now. I never think about, because I think I'm a loser who no one would care what I post.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. And I appreciate you saying that.
But
so that's my... But then when I do, I all of a sudden become the person of record who's now getting.
Well, because the Jewish media goes, hey, what's Peter Rosenberg saying? So you always got to make sure you're on point. They're like, Mr. C died. Who's the closest Jew? I think that kid Rosenberg. Get him.
His very own DJ, Mr. C, has died.
That's right. A longtime DJ was woven into the fabric of hip hop in this city. He was a figure in the success of Biggie Smalls, Big Daddy Kane, among others, and tributes now pouring in. Our Pick Summons Kirsten Cole joining us live in studio with much more on the passing of really a legend for
us. Kirsten, she knows. Trust me, Kirsten, okay? Trust me. She's going
to
agree.
I mean, and at a time when all of us listened to the radio, right? This was during the 90s. He was known as the finisher.
Radio, a medium habitated by losers, Creedence, former talents who are starving. A place that you go to die. A place no one wants to spend any time. Back in the day, we used to all think it was fun until we realized what losers and pathetic pieces of shit you'd have to be.
He was a force in the hip-hop world, filling the 90s as one of the faces and voices of Hot 97, a force for two decades there. And is credited with launching the careers of Notorious B.I.G. with his album Ready to Die, and also Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, 50 Cent, and more.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
50 Cent writing on Instagram. Rest in peace to this legend, Mr. C. God bless him to all.
50 didn't even do a hashtag with his liquor brands on that. That's real. That's actual respect. No, that's
love.
That's
That's love.
That is the most. The fact that 50 didn't write hashtag Branson Cognac or whatever at the end, that shows that he actually loved C. Yeah, that's nice.
God. As family and friends, I send my condolences today. Hearts.
Oh, it's me. Look.
As the hip hop world learns, he's died at the age of 57. He was born as Calvin LeBron, growing up in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood in his grandparents' home. And it was his uncle, a DJ, who influenced him.
Yo, the finisher mask. You see that? Mm. You see that? You didn't see the last shot that he made a mask during the mask era?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And who he credited with launching his career when he was a young boy. It is a legacy being remembered by many. DJ Jazzy Jeff on Twitter, rest in peace, DJ Mr. C, sharing a broken heart. Hot 97's Peter Rosenberg wrote, "We have lost the iconic Mr. C. I listened to him yesterday and am in complete shock. He's a dear friend to all of us, a wonderful man, and one of the most important and impactful DJs."
Now you get love on this.
I love you, C. DJ Mr. C left Hot 97 in 2014, kept spinning in clubs and other radio programs. Before he died, had a show playing throwbacks on 94.7 The Block.
Ed Lover with Cypher Sounds.
My heart is broken.
With Cypher Sounds.
Loved him. Take the music to heaven and put the wallop down. Rest in peace.
I mean, Ed could have chosen a better still shot picture for his post. We got all you got to do is Google
MLS family releasing the statement. "We are deeply saddened by the passing of our beloved Mr. C. He wasn't just a DJ. He was a pillar of our stations, bringing joy to countless listeners with his legendary Throwback at Noon and Friday Night Live sets."
Facts. Now, so far, no cause of death has been a meet.
Really? And by the way, seeing all this reminds me that, I forget that Hot 97 matters in some way. And then you can tell when this stuff happens that people, for whatever reason, the radio is dead as a doornail. There's something associate. Now, unfortunately, Sife, it's a retroactive respect that they're giving to Hot 97.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's about now, but it's saying, like, you remember when it was.
You know what's funny? I saw a show the other day and it was a bunch of doornails dancing. So you're less than deader than a doornail. These doornails were vibrant.
Well, if you drop a pack of doornails, this keeps popping up on my timeline. I want to see what the fuck it is.
You see, some of y'all are just now seeing how generous of a person that Jay-Z is, coming to the aid of people like 21 Savage, coming to the aid of people like Meek Mill. But Jay-Z been doing this for years. I'm going to tell y'all a story that I never told anybody. When I got arrested in 2011, my story is well documented. A lot of promoters canceled some of my bookings. A lot of promoters stopped booking me at that time because of the reason of why I got arrested. So I called Jay-Z up, emailed them, and said, "I need a little bit of bread to hold me down because, you know, these bookings are slowing up." I never told Jay-Z how much money I wanted. I met up with him. I met up with his driver, which is my old friend Romero. And he had an envelope for me for $5,000. That's just the type of person Jay-Z is. So don't be surprised when he comes to the aid of 21 Savage and Meek Mill. Hov been doing that for years, and I'm a true testament of that. Salute to Hov.
I never knew that.
But also, no disrespect. You can't disrespect the dead, right? I'm not going to say
can't. No, you were going to disrespect C?
Why in a loving, joking way that we would do, I would do in his face.
And yeah, then go for it. Of course you can.
I mean, you made a lot of money in those clubs. Did you save any of it? What were you doing with it? I know it's under your mattress. I know it's under there. I can't.
No, he didn't want to give that.
I'm telling you, I can't imagine the shit his family's going to find when they have to go through his place. There's going to be bags and boxes of money everywhere.
I would think so, right?
There's going to be cash. They got to go through everything so meticulously because there's bundles of cash everywhere in that apartment. I guarantee it.
He called Jay-Z before he wanted to go digging into the mattress.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to go with my stash.
Now, here's a video that someone says, see a few weeks before his death. Sife, I'm not going to lie. This video of him, he doesn't look great here. He looks different to me. I don't know why. Maybe I'm wrong.
Carlos Otley, 17. What's up? Let me just first start off by saying I just want to thank Roxanne Shante and Cutmaster Cool V.
He sounds good though.
For having me on the Roxanne and Shantae Have a Nice Day show earlier. Yeah, Savvy Davis Jr., I'm going to make this announcement. I made the announcement earlier on my live, but I kind of want to do it again to really make sure everybody really understands what's happening. So let me say this again. Once again, I want to thank Roxanne Shantae, and I want to thank Cutmaster Cool V. I want to thank their producer, Quincy, for having me on Roxanne Shantae's Have a Nice Day show on LL Cool J's Rock the Bells Radio earlier. If you missed my live from earlier today, I made a big announcement on Roxanne Shantae's show. And I'm going to kind of repeat the announcement that I made. So this October, we're in the month of October. We're at the tail end of the month of October. Back in October of 1993, myself and Big Daddy Kane, we did a show at Madison Square Garden, October of 1993.
I know what it is, but it sounds, he's making it sound sad.
What is it?
Is he going to talk about his sneaker release?
Oh, probably. Yeah, probably. Did you get this? Did you ever get your sneakers? He never gave me sneakers.
Oh, I got them. Thank God. And now I feel bad that I threw out the box.
Oh, you just kept the sneakers?
Now I wish I kept them in the box. Because I was going to wear them. Now I'm never going to wear them.
I should have hit them.
I should wear them to the service, right?
Yeah.
I should wear them to the service.
I mean, because you're not going to wear dress shoes.
Never.
So you might as well. You know, it really bothers me that people have to make these videos that they're in. Like, look, why is my man in the bottom corner of the video, sir? Like, he's just sitting there listening. Like, the amount of content we get right now that just involves people just staring there watching a video.
And pointing up.
Oh, no. No, Scythe, the one that I'm sure you see all the time, I know because you're big on the talk of the tick, is that one guy who has, like, no personality at all and just points up to the sample.
And so many of them do that. No, my favorite shit on TikTok right now is everyone going live, right? And I guess when you get roses or something, it's like you're getting money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like,
giving you actual money.
Giving, like, some kind of gift or something. And, like, people are talking about something serious, like Diddy. You don't understand. Diddy was trafficking little children. Thank you for the roses. Thank you. Thank you for the roses. So understand, like, Diddy, what he did with Cassie was he tied her down and he punched her in the face. Thank you for the roses. Thank you. Really appreciate the roses. Thank you. And then he pulled a gun out and he murdered the guy right in front of his face. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the roses. I'm like, you can't save these thank yous for the end of the show. What the fuck is happening? You have to
thank him for the rose right then, now?
Right then. In the middle of it's retarded. I said it.
It's a weird time, Scythe. It's a weird time. What do you think of my new backdrop here? I've moved. Do you notice? You didn't even notice, did you?
That's the one you had last time?
No. I switched it all around. It's a lot more, it's a lot cleaner and white. Back in the, I had like a brown thing with my turntable, like my Pioneer thing behind me.
Looks nice. It's good.
We've had a guy putting a built-in in our bedroom for the last few days. Mm-hmm. So, Scythe, we hired a kid to do it because the prices, if you try to go get it done, Scythe, you're talking about minimum like 10 grand. 20 grand, they want 25 grand to put in a fucking built-in. And for those of you who aren't like old and boring and what's the word for people like us? Yeah, but you know, like where like you have projects that you're doing around the house. A built-in is just like, they're really useful for New York because it just gives you lots of closet space attached to your wall, basically. It
takes up the whole wall with the height and everything because it's, you need to... In New York apartments, you need to take every inch you can use. So built-in makes you get to use the higher up parts.
That's a great way of putting it. So like basically you get like you, all you lose is about, you know, 2 feet inward from the wall at straight up. And you can have all kinds of different shelving and hanging, whatever you do. So we decided to hire a kid to do it who we like, who's been helping us around the house with stuff. And my man is killing it. He's killing it. But this is definitely the first project that he's done of this level. So he said it was going to take 2 days. I think we're in now for a full four, and he needs another one. So, like, we've been in kind of in disarray since it started because we had to empty out all of our shit and move dressers. And so we've been living like in like complete heathens for like almost a week. But I'm not going to lie. Kid's kind of doing it, though, bro. Like the TV's up. Clean ass background, no wires anywhere, closets all around. Like it's going to be Sife. I know, who am I talking to? You're the king of this. It is such a satisfying feeling to see like this clean way of holding shit. Woo! Yeah. I know what you've been doing. Yeah. I get it.
You see me.
This is exciting. Like I looked at it, I was like, oh wow, we're gonna be able to fill all those shelves. Cause it shelves all the way ceiling to floor. So like my wrestling t-shirts, which are killer in like a closet, in a dresser. I can now stack them in shelves. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I'll tell you though, fantastic. You know what's a tough thing to store? You know what's a tough thing to store? And I'm sure you must deal with this a lot because you have more than I do. Hooded sweatshirts are a fucking pain in the ass. They're big and puffy and take up a lot of space no matter what. What do you do with them? You just fold them up good? As well as you
fold them. I keep them. I try to fold them as tight as possible. Put the hood on top. Try to keep the hood flat, and then you just stack them. The thing with hoodies is you stack them between shelves so that you can squish them down as much as you can, and the shelf will hold it in place. You got to squish.
It's important to keep the squish in mind with the
mine because mine touch the ceiling. I have the top shelf, and then probably like 6 or 7 hoodies up to the ceiling. Then sometimes you can get an eighth in there if you squish.
How many hoodies do you think
look
you
tight.
Have?
And they look house? Tight. Oh,
no, how many hoodies do you think you have?
Don't do that. What do you mean?
You think you have like 80? You think you have 80 hoodies in your house?
I have 80 in my closet that I can wear. But don't go to the attic, bro. The attic? Bro, let me tell you something about the attic. Let me tell you about the attic.
I've gotten rid of so many good hoodies. You don't like
the attic is, well, here's the, don't fat shame me.
No, I have to.
I put on a little bit of weight.
Oh, so you got more.
You know what? I never told you this. You know, some of my issues are medical. You know, I've been getting fixed up.
You have?
Yeah, I had some medical issues with the weight.
You got some blood work?
I didn't tell you this.
No.
Blood work, fucking all types of work.
Have they told you some stuff that like some dietary changes that can make a huge difference?
There's some medical changes I got to take care of.
Really?
So.
Are you all right?
I will be.
This is sort of disturbing.
I will be.
Okay.
No, it's not. I'm not dying. But in the attic is the shit that will soon fit. So your boy's going to be looking fire.
You mean the real shit? So, but here's my question. When you get to all the good, the best shit, like, did you buy lots of nice stuff in your fat size or did you kind of keep it low key? Cause you're like, oh, it's temporary. I'm not going to wear these forever. I'm not buying.
I tried to do that, but I couldn't. I still bought good stuff. There's big guys that could use donations.
How did I do? I took a guess at the size for the t-shirt that I gave you. Did you check the size?
What size did you put?
I did 2X.
Yeah, 2X. I didn't see it, though. I didn't try it on. The books you got me right there. You know my record collection? There's those little slots in the bottom?
Yeah.
Did you see those? They don't fit records. Yeah. It's too small. I put your books right in there.
Did you have either of them?
No, I didn't have either one.
I went to a used bookshop. I said, what do y'all have on Sinatra in here? Said, you know what?
This guy's gonna like.
And my wife was like, you don't want to give him used books. I said, listen, Sife and I are nerds. We old used shit is still cool. Like that's
funny you say that because I thought she thought of the idea.
No. She's probably the reason that I ended up going out and getting a shirt for you too, because she was like, Are you sure? Books? Like, he didn't want used books. I was like, nah, yes. But,
that was a view. This is, you want to know the crazy shit?
Huh?
You got me the best gift for my birthday.
Whoa.
You got me the best, which I never thought would be a thing. You got me the best gift.
All you got to do is think about what is the you have things you like. So you're kind of easy in that way.
That's what I would think.
No, listen, Natalie had a good idea too. She had a couple thoughts about some things that were her ideas were good too. Because you're kind of easy. You have brands you like, you have people you like, you have items you like. You're a
Juanito gave me Juanito gave me a Nike gift card. Bravo.
You want to tell people the other bravo for Juanito that when we said on the podcast, you can't bring your girl, he actually listened and didn't bring his girl?
He said, can I do plus one? I said, yes, but it can't be your girl. Obviously a joke.
He didn't bring her. He thought it was
funny. Anyway.
He's an interesting man.
Oh, man. He's whew. So listen, Mr. C, everybody's talking about him on this grand level. But when we boil it down to a coworker, a friend, a great DJ. I mean, there was times that he hired me to open or DJ with him, right? Mm-hmm. And in these events, he would try to murder me. I'm like, see, first of all, I'm a great opener. I don't step on people's toes. I let the headliner shine, right? DJ-wise. Is also with comedy. But he would like sometimes, I remember we did this party once and we went back to back. We did 30 minutes each, three times. You know, you go 30, I'll go 30, you go 30. He tried to murder me in front of people. Because the first one, I kept it light. And then he got on and was like, nah, 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 nah. I was like, yo, see, what are we doing? What's going on? I had to go in my bag.
Juanito has a great story. By the way, I want to do we're going to do a real episode where we talk to other people. It just feels a little too soon to be like, hey, Ace.
Hey, Kane. Can you talk about C?
Yeah. It's too soon. So like Juanito, I know, wants to tell stories and he'll get his chance. We'll do a real episode where we maybe even do something in person to celebrate him. But Juanito has a story about the time C just murdered him in front of a crowd. I forget what.
Oh, I know that story. Yeah. It's bad. Bad.
It was bad. Oh, okay. So last thing before we go, I saw it. Cypher. You're going to fucking love this. Hold on. You're going to love this. Hold on.
Yo, I'm going to tell you this. I'm so happy we talked about C after we mourned. Cause bro, I was on the radio choking up, crying. I had to fill in for the mix, crying. Ugh.
No, it was a lot. And the morning on Hot that we did was probably the most emotional morning ever done on the radio. And okay, Sife, you're gonna love me now for the annoying shit I used to do. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking.
No.
Look. Why did I make this the music? We don't know. I don't know why.
Wait, what is this?
Just a random day in the life video in the early days.
Meeting day.
What the fuck? Oh, where's that backpack?
Know it.
Look at my truck.
Life looking surly. Life, you look like a fun person to work with, right?
Everyone thinks all you do is clown me on video.
Everybody looks at your video and gets fucking dizzy from you.
Oh my god, it's so bad. I gotta get used to it.
It's just a prick.
You know what happened? I think that video was particularly shaky because my screen broke, so I can't really see, and I didn't realize I was zoomed in and it chased me. See, that's not good.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Just watch.
This guy's good.
Going to Hot 97.
That guy over there has everything and the kitchen sink. Bong! Hi-yo!
I just had a meeting with a new set of interns that's trying to get hired.
You went in with that?
Yeah, I went in there. So I'm asking them, what is your career goals?
Three of them said they want to be air personalities. I asked them on the spot, who's on the air right now on Hot 97? They couldn't answer. Get out.
Did you really get out?
The finisher.
Get out. You want to be an air personality, and you're in this building.
Don't know who's on the air.
And you don't know who's on the air right this minute.
Get out.
No, I agree.
Gordon Shaw, I know Angie at three. Who's on the air right now?
I'm in school at that time.
Get out.
I don't know.
Finish
it. Stop. It has to stop.
I respect it. God damn, dog. Tell him why you mad.
Bottom up. No, you're absolutely right.
She's tight right now.
Get out.
She used to be tight.
Where can we work?
By the way.
Check it out.
Well, enough. Why you kick us out?
I'm going to interview a young lady.
Oh, man. I love that. I love it. He goes, check it out. He starts showing me the flyer. You said
my flyer. It was a flyer from my comedy show. Yeah.
You said shit used to be tight around here. He's like, shit used to be tight. That used to be the line. Used to be such a line.
Who's on air right now? Get out. So Brooklyn. Get out. we probably have so many random videos with C.
Bro, we have to. We got to actually put in some effort here to go through videos. I might get an intern this summer and go to put them to work. Might happen.
Fuck DJ Riz and Eclipse.
Why?
They did Road Podcast before they did One Up.
Oh, these sons of bitches.
Fuck them. Are you kidding?
I mean, we probably just need to set it up with them, but still, I don't like it.
White devils.
All right. We'll see. We love you. You guys, we love you. I got to go. We'll see you next week.